high school softball is filled one game at a time, where pitchers attack the zone, defenses stay sharp, and hitters battle for every opportunity. It's a grind through the season, each inning shaping the road toward the postseason. Today, two teams take the field, looking to gain ground, build momentum, and keep their goals in reach. Today's broadcast is brought to you by your Cantaland Radio Sports Boosters, supporting local athletes and the games you love. Today's first pitch is just around the corner. First, we go to the diamond for today's pregame here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Baseball coverage continues today here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. A very good afternoon to you and all on a midweek Wednesday. We bring you coverage. Class 2-1A State Baseball Championship semifinal matchup. Boy, we got a good one today. The 7-seed St. Mary's Colgan Panthers taking on the 3-seed Frankfort Wildcats. Winner moving on to a state championship game on Friday night where Thomas More Prep awaits. And the loser will play for third place tomorrow here in Manhattan at 3:30 against Rossville as CMP won the first semifinal earlier today over the Dogs. Final score was 6-2. Again, good afternoon from Toyton Family Stadium, Kansas State University. Absolutely gorgeous venue for this state baseball matchup here today with Frankfort and St. Mary's Colgan. Well, let's talk about these two teams. We'll get you the lineups. First pitch coming up here in just a little bit. Excuse me, Jake Spaulding alongside. He will join us here momentarily. Well, for Frankfort again, what a run it has been. Of course, Frankfort went a long time with no baseball program. Of course, they had it way back in the day. And by the way, first trip for state baseball. 1961, the last time Frankfort made state in baseball. Again, they've just been back up and running for the last 2 years, and now all of a sudden they are a win away from a trip to a state championship game. The Wildcats taking care of business on Monday in the quarterfinals over in Kansas City, and now they get an opportunity as Jake Spaulding joins alongside once again. Good sir, the run continues today for Frankfort here on KMZA, but standing in their way is perennial power. The Panthers of St. Mary's Colgan, number two ranked team in the state. And when I say perennial power, I mean they are the most historic program in state history when you look at the accolades, the accomplishments, and I'm not talking just baseball. I am talking all sports across all venues.
Yeah, they're definitely one that anytime there is a state tournament or championship game, you've got to have St. Mary's Colgan in your prep, in your notes, because they're going to be around. It doesn't matter the sport, but specifically in baseball, again, it comes as the 7-seed beats at 17-7 for the regular season, a regional record. I mean, you know, you see that, you think, okay, that's a pretty solid little record. But you look at the teams they play. They play 3A, 4A, 5A schools all the time. Excuse me, in their league, and then they come in as a 7-seed, and what do? Well, they just knock out the 2-seed Spearville. Okay, Spearville was 23-2, and they hung 10 in the first inning against Spearville. As a result, they were able to pull their stud and bring him back and save him for this semifinal game. But you've nailed it on the head already once, and we've definitely allowed for that opportunity for the listeners to understand. These Panthers, this program, this entire school is very predominantly successful.
And we'll get to the lineups here momentarily. Again, talk about the historic nature of St. Mary's Colgan. 18-7 is their record, 17-0 their win over Spearville in the quarterfinals on Monday, but they are the defending state champions, and their head coach, again, is Mike Watts, who is 41 years deep at the helm. Program is in its 70th year overall. Watts is the fifth coach all-time in program history, and his accolades run high. 22 overall state titles in Colgan baseball history, 18 of them under the direction of current head coach in Mike Watts. All right, let's get to the lineups here. Let's start with Frankfort, 3-seed, number 6 ranked team in the state, 3-time Twin Valley League champions, and of course looking for that first opportunity to play for a state championship tomorrow, or I should say on Friday. CMP awaiting the winner, Rossville awaiting the loser tomorrow afternoon. All right, well, 7 seed Colgan Panthers. Again, they will be the road team today in the blue uniform tops. And their lineup today looks like this. Pitching and leading off will be Jaden Brown. The shortstop is Brady Bedard. And batting second. Batting third is first baseman Brock Rydell. In the cleanup spot, that is third baseman Brady Crossland. Batting fifth is catcher Carsten Simmons. Batting sixth is right fielder Gabe Brown. A left fielder and batting seventh, that is Anthony Schremmer. Batting eighth and playing second base, that is Brady Bettega. And batting ninth and in center field, that is Lane Stoltz. So again, for Colgan today, Brown pitching, Bedard at short, Rydell at first, Crossland at third, Simmons catching, Brown and right, Schremmer and left, Bettega at second, and Stoltz is the center fielder. For the Frankfort Wildcats, the 3 seed in the field, Drew Hinton, the head coach. They are 24-3, and not much different with the lineup. Peyton Adams, by the way, pitching. We'll get to him in a moment. But Henry Ketter, he'll lead it off. He'll be behind the dish catching. Wes Anderson will bat second and play it short. Batting third is Eli Ketter. He'll be at first base. Cleanup spot, that's Landon Schreiner, and he'll be out in center field. Peyton Adams, there he is, batting fifth and pitching today. Batting sixth is second baseman Colton Caffrey. Batting seventh, that is third baseman Luke Smith. In the eighth spot is left fielder Gage Wanklin. And in right field is Creighton Farrar. Again, rounding it out, batting ninth for the Wildcats here today. So again, Henry Ketter catching, Anderson at short, Eli Ketter at first, Schreiner in center, Adams pitching, Caffrey at second, Smith at third, Wanklin in left, and Farrar is the right fielder. Moments away from the first pitch. We saw this team on Monday. What a run it has been since this program has now been back for only a handful of years and now an opportunity. One win away. You look at it, it feels kind of David versus Goliath-ish, right? But if you tell that to anybody from Frankfort, they're going to say maybe don't put so much disrespect on our name because of how good this team has been all year.
Very good. Top to bottom throughout the lineup, they're good. They are going without Octavian Goode. He is in crutches. He's got a brace on his knee. We saw that happen on Monday in Kansas City on a swing where his knee just kind of buckled. And he fell down, but you mentioned Farrar. He did a great job filling in for him in that game. He gets the start today in right field, but, you know, top to bottom, you know, we said this about this group, you know, there's just 3 seniors on this roster with Pedro Pinto and Wes Anderson and Reuben Hart, but this is a fighting Wes Anderson. Wes Anderson is the heart and soul of this program, of this Many men's, boys, athletics at Frankfort the last 4 years. He's been the heartbeat of it, and you saw it with his pitching outing on Monday. But today, it's going to have to be Peyton Adams, you know, stepping in there on the bump. He's done it plenty of times this season. It's his opportunity to show everybody here in Manhattan why the Frankfort Wildcats are in this position. And it's a tall task. David versus Goliath comparative is extremely accurate because I don't care what their record is for Colgan. I don't care what their seed is. You've mentioned so many of the accolades that they've had in the 41 years with their program, but the last 41 years, I should say.
With that coach, Mike Watt?
Yeah, with Watt, because this is a program that it doesn't matter what their record is when they show up here. They're going to have a great team and great ball game. This is the team last year in the quarterfinal. They took on a Hayes TMP team that had a no-hitter against them. Did St. Mary's Colgan. They broke it open in the top of the 7th and ended up winning that game en route to their state championship a season ago.
All right, give me some keys for Frankfort. Again, you look at Peyton Adams getting the start today, and he has been very good entering the state tournament. This is going to be his 10th start, Jake. So he has got a 3.93 ERA, 48 strikeouts, only 9, or I should say 38 walks, 48 strikeouts, 9 hit batters, again, making his 10th start of the year and the biggest one with that sub-4 ERA. He'll get Jaden Brown, Brady Bedard, and Brock Rydell here in the first.
Well, Colgan's going to score runs. I mean, you know that. You understand that. You know, if you're the Frankfort Wildcats, you don't expect Peyton Adams to come out here and throw a no-hitter and blank them on the scoreboard. It's not going to happen. But what you got to have is you got to have trust in your defense on the bump with your Peyton Adams. You got to throw strikes. Don't give away free passes. Have clean baseball behind you. But the biggest key for me is going to be on the offensive side of Frankfort. If they can get base runners on, we saw Schreiner step up in big-time moments throughout this entire season in the cleanup role. Get some runners on and make some noise on the base paths.
Here we go. Semifinal here in Manhattan. The first pitch by Peyton Adams to Jaden Brown is fouled back into the netting for Strike number one, and here we go, Jake. Frankfurt's one win away, and again, Colgan the Goliath standing in their way. Jaden Brown coming in two state, 395 batting average. Adams fires it in there, hit out towards center field. Schreiner moving out to his right. He played it incorrectly, and it's on over his head all the way up near the warning track. Jaden Brown, he doesn't want two. He'll take three, sliding in safely. It is a leadoff triple for Jaden Brown.
Oh, the ball came in.
And now the ball gets away and coming in to score, one at bat in, and Colgan leading now 1-0.
Schreiner threw it into Wes Anderson, and Anderson fired it home, and Henry Ketter had his back turned to Wes Anderson. That ball just landed harmlessly between the pitcher's mound and home plate. It rolled all the way back to the backstop. Nobody got the ball, and heady play there by Brown. That's going to be a home run.
It'll be a triple with the throwing error, no doubt about it. Either way, it equates to the first run of the game and the first at-bat of the game. Colgan, a 1-0 lead. Here is Brady Bedard. He takes one outside for ball one. So Colgan, as good of a start as he could have asked for here today. Opposite end for the Frankfurt Wildcats.
Again, talk about the mistakes. And you see it early here for Frankfurt. Again, a harmless play right there. Anderson typically, you're going to throw it home. Henry Ketter and him not on the same page, results in a run.
And quickly, two balls, no strikes here on Bedard. Next pitch runs high, ball three. The all gray uniforms here today for Frankfurt, white numerals and lettering trimmed in whites, blue tops, white pants, white numerals and lettering for the Panthers of Colgan. 3-0. And it's upstairs, ball four. So a triple, an error, a run scored to start, but Art works a four-pitch walk, and that brings up Brock Rydell.
Beat me to it, sir.
It's never a good thing when you're two batters in and already needing the coach to come have a conversation with the entire infield. Well, that is where we are at. Very early. It's a 1-0 game. Colgan in front, Jaden Brown a triple, and then getting home on a throwing error, and then Bedard came up, worked a four-pitch walk, waiting for Brock Rydell's first plate appearance today against Peyton Adams. But again, a 24-3 Frankfurt Wildcats team with 10 consecutive wins coming in. And again, they really pulled away from Southern Lyon County in the later innings on Monday in the quarters. 13-7 was that final. Colgan getting to this game with a dominant 17-0 three-inning win over two-seed Spearville.
Well, they hung 10 in the first inning against Spearville, and that's what, again, Frankfurt, you got to get the first out here in the top half of the first inning. Get yourself settled in, get comfortable.
First pitch to Rydell, and he lines it to Anderson. Athletic sliding catch to the knees for out number one.
And there's that first out right there. Imperative and important for Adams to see that first out. Great play by Wes Anderson at the shortstop position. And just like that, one away, runner at first, ground ball, could get a double play and out of this inning.
Here's Brady Crossland, the cleanup man here for St. Mary's Colgan, playing at third base defensively, batting from the right side. And a fake throw over to first by Peyton Adams, running back the runner in Bedard. A 1-0 Colgan lead just getting going here in this semifinal. Runner takes off. The hit is on, and it's put into play to Wes Anderson. Backhand stab, throw to first in time. A little bit of a collision there with Eli Ketter at first base, but Crossland down on the 6-3. Moving to second base is Bedard, but that is the second out of the inning.
Great play there by Wes. The backhanded had to have a long throw, sidearm throw, and Eli Ketter at first base hanging on as there was collision at the bag, but able to hang on to that baseball for round number two.
So here's the catcher, Karsten Simmons for Colgan. Runner at second base, two outs. First pitch by Adams, a fastball missing high for ball number one. Oh, Crossland, who just got out there on the 6-3 at the team-high batting average, just south of 450 for Colgan. Late swing and a foul off here by Karsten Simmons. And it's one ball, one strike. Be a good way to bounce back after a tough start for Peyton Adams with Jaden Brown's leadoff triple and then scoring on a throwing error. Then after the walk to Bedard, a line out and a ground out as Frankfurt went out away from getting out of it with no more harm done. The count now 2-1 here on Simmons, that next one upstairs.
2-1 the count here, two away in the top half of the first inning. And again, you take away that kind of mishap on that first job by Brown, and again, he's probably going to come around and score anyway on the last two ground balls that have been hit. However, you can see Frankfurt settling in here now in this latter part of the top of the first.
2-1 the count. Adams kicks and fires and delivers a called strike with the fastball. 2-2 the count on Carsten Simmons with a 1-0 Colgan lead here in the top of the first.
You definitely don't have to second guess the umpire in this ball game, BT. I don't know whether it's a strike or not. A little emphatic.
Runner at second base, Bedard. 2-2 by Adams, and it's fouled away down the right field line amongst the trees. And stays 2-2. Defensively behind Peyton Adams, Henry Ketter the catcher, Eli Ketter at first, Caffrey at second, Anderson at short, Smith at third. Left to right field, Wanklin, Schreiner, and Farrar. Here's the 2-2, and it's grounded, ricocheting off the glove of Adams, and slow rolls out into center field for a two-out hit. Rounding third, Bedard, he will score. And Colgan doubles it up here in the first. It's 2-0 as a clutch hit by Carsten Simmons.
Off speed there from Adams and able to put it in play. Ricocheted, as you mentioned, off of the glove of Adams.
So with two outs, another run in for St. Mary's Colgan. And the lead is 2-0 on a couple of hits here. And two up now, the right fielder, Gabe Brown. I recognize a couple of these Colgan names, as my last basketball broadcast was in Emporia when Colgan and the St. Mary's Bears played a 2-overtime thriller in the consolation game of the 2A championship. First pitch here to Gabe Brown, a little bit low, ball one. Colgan again, the defending champs. They also, paired with their 22 state titles, they also have 13 runner-up finishes, and the inning continues as this one is lined out to center field for a base hit. And Simmons goes first to third. Gabe Brown, or they're going to get him out at third base. He was gunned down at third. Beg your pardon, Mr. Jake Spaulding. Inning is over.
Good job there by Schreiner. Again, a ball that was hit. The third base coach, Watt, was telling him to hang up at second base. Schreiner didn't mind him. The fact that he was going to third. Perfect throw. Good tag by Smith for round number three.
Well, Colgan does some damage in the top of the first. They get two on the board. Home half coming up next. Frankfurt trailing in this semifinal game on KMZA.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community. Close to home.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KMZA alongside Jake Spaulding, Seth Tollefson in studio. Brandon Tabman with you here from Toyn Family Stadium in Manhattan, home of Kansas State. Side of state baseball coverage here this week. Class 2-1A semifinals. TMP awaiting the winner, Rossville awaiting the loser. And right out the gate, Jake, Frankfurt going to rally, or need to rally at least, as they spot the Panthers 2 in the top of the first.
Yeah, again, a couple of runs that came across, and it was a mental mistake early by the Wildcats. And then, you know, Adams did a good job of, you know, settling in there a little bit, but Frankfurt finds themselves down 2-0 for their first opportunity at the dish.
So here are the Wildcats leading it off with Henry Ketter. And the first pitch by Jaden Brown is in there for a called strike. So Henry Ketter, Wes Anderson, and Eli Ketter here for the Cats. Down 2-0 in the bottom of the first. Brown, a tall lefty, and he curls one in there, inner edge, and it's quickly 0-2 on the junior catcher, Henry Ketter. Henry got on base in all five of his at-bats on Monday in the win over Southern Lyon County. That close stance and an 0-2 is swung on and missed. Quick work on Henry Ketter as Jaden Brown rings it up for strikeout number one.
Now, Jaden Brown, again, you mentioned the lefty southpaw for Colgan, and he started the game against Spearville, and then he got pulled after the first inning. Only threw 18 pitches in that first inning after they were up 10-0. Able to get it to the semifinal with your ace still on the bump.
Here's Wes Anderson. Bases empty, one out, and he comes up empty on the first offering there, off speed by Jaden Brown. So four consecutive pitches in the strike zone for Jaden Brown to start. Colgan out to a 2-0 lead very early in this semifinal game. And Brown kicks and fires, little sidearm action, and fouling it off just barely is Wes Anderson, and he quickly falls behind at 0-2. He scored three runs on Monday at an RBI ground. That actually had two RBIs in the win against Southern Lyon County. But has to work here down 0-2 and make it 0-3, and down he goes. Blew it by Jaden Brown with the fastball. Wes Anderson couldn't keep up, and that's two up, two down.
Well, the perfect start if you're Pitt Colgan, and if you're the Wildcats from Frankfort, you've seen six pitches from Jaden Brown. All six have been strikes and two strikeouts to begin.
So here's Eli Ketter, the freshman first baseman for Frankfort. Brown kicks and deals and missing just a touch outside for his first pitch out of the zone here in the first.
He is human.
He is human. Now look down this lineup, a lot of freshmen and sophomores for this Wildcats team, making it to the Final Four here. Now this one's put in play by Eli Ketter. Going to be a tough play. Third baseman Crossland, nicely done. Other side of the line, Rydell secures it.
I think we got interference that's going to be called here. Yeah,
I mentioned Rydell crossed over into foul territory to make that catch, which kind of got into the way of Eli running through.
Or did we call a foul ball here? They actually say that it was a foul. It was picked up foul on the third base line.
That was a late foul call.
Yeah, very much so.
I will say. All right, so check that. Ignore everything we just said the last 10 seconds. It is strike one to Eli Ketter. He's right back into the box here. So a couple of early strikeouts here for Jaden Brown and the 1-1. And missing a little bit up and away for ball two. At one point, Jake...
Mm-hmm.
Colgan won seven consecutive state titles from 2004 to 2010, and then they went on to win four more in a row from 2013 to 2016. Now another one on the ground, and this one in fair territory, and Crossland, just like the one earlier in foul grounds, makes a good throw, and Rydell secures it for the out. So a couple of strikeouts and a ground out for Frankfort to start. We go to the second here on KMZA. It's Colgan 2 and the Wildcats nothing.
When the trails are calling you, make sure your machine is ready to answer. At Becca Repair and Performance in Centralia, they're your local headquarters for Can-Am UTV, ATV service repairs, parts, and accessories. From routine maintenance to upgrades that boost performance, their experienced technicians keep your machines running strong. Need new accessories or parts to customize your ride? Becca Repair and Performance in Centralia has you covered. Get back on the trail faster with the team Riders Trust. Visit BeccaRepairAndPerformance.com. Becca Repair and Performance in Centralia. Ride hard. Ride ready.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball coverage continuing here today on KMCA. We are in Manhattan, Kansas. And on 92.1 with Seth, Jake, Brandon all with you. We go to the second here at Toyton Family Stadium. Frankfort down 2-0 to Pitt Colgan. As back to work, Peyton Adams. We'll see the bottom third of the Colgan lineup here in the top half of inning number two. Leading it off, Anthony Schremmer, Brady Bettega, and Lane Stoltz will follow for the defending state champion, Panthers of St. Mary's Colgan. And the windup and pitch by Adams off speed, swung on and missed. And now the umpire quickly runs out to have some kind of discussion with Adams. And now the official running back to home appears to be having a conversation with Henry Ketter. So not sure what that was about, but Tremor's going to start this count. No balls, one strike. And out of the windup and delivery, off speed, and that goes behind Tremor. Now one ball, one strike. Nice reach out and grab there by Ketter. 2-0 our score here in Manhattan. Thomas More Prep awaiting the winner in Friday's state championship game. Rossville gets the loser tomorrow for third place. 2 balls, one strike now on Tremor. Bettega and Stoltz to follow. Colgan getting 2 runs on 2 hits in the first. That pitch missing upstairs. Now 3 balls and 1 strike. Adams did walk one in the first and now threatening to allow another free pass here in the second. Allen runs inside and hits him. He says, I'll just give it to you. So back-to-back innings where the leadoff man gets on. That'll bring up Brady Bettega, the second baseman for the Panthers.
Yeah, now what you want to see if you're Adams and to begin this next inning like the same way you did the first with allowing the first base runner on, but you've got to find a way to stay calm and a lot of game left in this.
There's a lot of game left. There is no doubt. We're getting a little bit more cloud cover, too. Of course, we were here for TMP and Rossville in the first game. That was on our sister station, 96.9 The Pulse. Bunt shown, put down quickly to the right side. Adams Fields fires on to first to Eli Ketter in time for the out. Tremor to second. And Bettega retired for out number one, and that brings up Stoltz.
Well, again, Colgan is very much that traditional baseball style team that when you get somebody on, you're going to get a sacrifice bunt. Coach Watt's been doing this a very long time. Been very successful at it. You can expect what's coming next.
Here's Stoltz and a fastball by Adams missing inside for ball one. So we'll switch right back over to 96.9 The Pulse after this one for Silver Lake and Russell in Class 3A. Right now we got you dialed in on KMCA with Frankfurt's and Colgan. Adams' next one, low and inside, ball two.
You know, Adams just hasn't looked very comfortable when he's had to be in the stretch, which has been every single pitch except for the very first pitch of the ballgame.
Got Tremor at second base, and the 2-0, low and inside, ball three. Well, the walk issue has been there for Peyton Adams this season, as he had 38 walks in 42 innings. He's already walked one here today. And he finds the zone on 3-0. Now 3 balls, one strike. I mentioned Mike Watt, the head coach of Colgan, in year 41 at the helm. As a 3-1 is in there, strike
ooh,
two. And oh, goodness me. And Stoltz was halfway down the line. He really assumed that was ball four. That was out of his hands as well.
And Coach, while you're just talking about him, he is not happy with Stoltz right now for doing that.
Well, let's see if Adams can make him pay for the miscue on his behalf. And now a throwback to second, and a balk is called. What a move by Tremor. Just dancing in between second and third. Adams with the hesitation. And the balk is called, and as of right now, Tremor up to third base.
Coming out of the dugout immediately was Coach Hinton, and he did not agree. You had Adams that came set. Runner took off, and he immediately, it was the quickest little shimmy of the shoulder before he made that move to second.
And the 3-2 is in there, called strike three. Boy, a huge strikeout on Stoltz for out number two. Had to have it. First strikeout today for Peyton Adams. Tremor at third base still, but back to the top of the order with Jaden Brown, who led the game off with a triple and ultimately scored on a throwing error. And first pitch swinging, hacks it away foul over the fence behind us.
Goes back to prove that, kids, if you're listening, don't assume ball four and throw the bat to the dugout. Make sure the umpire awards you that base.
Batting from the left side, Jaden Brown. Here's the pitch. Missing high with the fastball, and it's 1 ball, 1 strike. 2-0 Colgan. We're in the bottom of the second inning here in Manhattan. Thomas More Prep One half of Friday's state championship game. Winner of this one will join them to complete that matchup on Friday night. Here's a ground ball to the right side. It's going to score a run, or I should say not going to score a run because there are two outs. Another mistake on my behalf today. Jake Spaulding, all he can do is grin. As Peyton Adams gets out of the inning with no harm done, we go to inning number three here on KMZA as Colgan leads Frankfort 2-0.
You know what Grandma really wants for the holidays? No, it's not a sweater. It's not another candle. She wants some meat. That's right, the good stuff from Frankfort Meat Company. Juicy roasts, tender steaks, and smoked hams. All the fixings for a feast that'll have folks lining up for seconds. So skip the fruitcake and swing by Frankfort Meat Company, 120 East 2nd in Frankfort, or call them at 785-292-4436 and make Grandma very proud this year. Frankfort Meat Company, meat you just can't beat.
No matter what color your tractor is, the right diesel fuel can save you some serious green this spring. That's because Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel is specially formulated to help reduce your maintenance costs and downtime. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster also gives you better fuel economy and better power than ordinary fuel, which is great during the crunch of spring field work. And because it's backed by agriculture's best warranty, it can save you even more green, no matter what color you drive. Contact Ag Partners Co-op today for Fieldmaster. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball here on KMZA. Jake, Brandon, Seth all with you. Bottom of inning number two here in Manhattan. Frankfort trailing Colgan 2-0. Jake, with a trip to state and the title game on the line here today.
Yeah, no doubt about it. This is a big-time opportunity for both of these teams. One more so than the other. St. Mary's Colgan's used to being there. Frankfort trying to get there for the first time. And this is, again, an opponent for Frankfort that this is like a second home for them, right? The state tournament site and these moments. Frankfort, a little rocky, a bit of a start, but hey, only down 2-0, bottom of the second inning, get the heart of the order up.
And right out the gate, Landon Schreiner takes one for the team off the left ankle. And Jaden Brown hits him to begin the bottom of the second inning. Good start here for Frankfort. They'll take it.
Whatever you got to do to get runners on base, you know, that was my key beginning of this game, top of the broadcast, was how's Frankfort going to be successful today? You got to get runners on base and just, you know, again, put that pressure on this Colgan defense. A lefty pitcher, runner at first base, got to watch out for a pickoff.
Well, Schreiner not leading off much. First free pass allowed. As mentioned, the first base runner in general for the Wildcats here today. Here is Peyton Adams. He'll take one right down the middle for strike number one. Well, the sun's going in and around the clouds a little bit as cloud coverage continues to kind of settle in above us. And now this one's hit off the inside part of the bat and just lofted down the left field line and drops foul. So Adams comes running back, and he's down in the count 0-2. Colton Caffrey in the on-deck circle here for Frankfort. A record of 24-3. They have won three consecutive TBL titles since coming back in 2024. And two of their three losses to Donovan West, the other to Marysville. 10 straight wins since that loss to the Bulldogs. There's a fastball swung on and missed, and down goes Adams for out number one. And for Jaden Brown, that is strikeout number three.
That was a hard fastball coming from Brown right there, and Adams just unable to catch up to it.
So here's the freshman, Colton Caffrey. Look at the bottom four of this Frankfort lineup. Freshman, young. Freshman, sophomore, sophomore.
Yeah, very young team.
Even towards the top, Eli Ketter, a freshman, Schreiner, a sophomore. Here's a throw over to first. Schreiner back in there safely. Caffrey was showing, but there is one out in the inning. I'm sure Colgan be fine with that. The bunt was put down if they certainly were to secure that out at first, of course. First pitch. And again, bunt shown. It's outside for a ball. Caffrey, good job to pull the bat back.
Off-speed pitch there from Brown is smartly done. Guy shows bunt. You want to throw either hard and in on the hands or off-speed. Two most difficult pitches to bunt.
Jaden Brown kicks and fires. Again, bunt shown, and it runs inside. Two balls, no strikes. Well, Brown, the left-handed pitcher, which you have a great view of first base, so Schreiner's lead, not much. As of right now, appears Caffrey's trying to get him over. Two balls and no strikes. you know, show bunts. And he pulls away, and it's ball three.
Again, hard and inside. That's it. Mindset from Brown every time that Caffrey is squared to bunt. Unable to control it enough. Good at bat here by Caffrey.
Now, let's see. I'm assuming maybe he'll show and then pull back regardless. That is the case. He pulls back, and it's strike one. And he threw the bat, Jay.
I don't like that.
The Cardinal sin. He throws the bat to the third base side, thinking it was ball four. Well, let's see what happens now that it is 3-1.
Young freshman mistake there.
Brown sets, fires, and it's fouled away, and it runs full. A late swing just fouled it off to the right side. So from 3-0 to 3-2. Schreiner at first base, one out. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Wildcats trailing Colgan 2-0 in this state semifinal game. Brown looks, kicks, and fires.
Yep.
In there, called strike three. You knew it was coming.
Yep, every time. Every single time. If there are two strikes on you after you try to get a walk by throwing the bat.
Or assumed it was.
Assumed it was a walk, excuse me, yes. And you start making that motion to first base. You better not let a pitch that's close go by because the umpire is going to ring you up every single time.
Caffrey left the bat on the shoulder. Four strikeouts now for Jaden Brown. And it's up to Luke Smith with two outs, and he takes one inside for ball one.
And that's not anything specific to Caffrey or these kids here today. This is a baseball ideology for the last 100 years, B-10.
Oh, yeah.
Just do not do that.
Smith was 0-for-3 with a walk against Southern Lyon County in the quarters on a Monday, and he takes this one inside for ball two.
Remember, this inning started off with a hit by pitch. Back-to-back K's now. That's a Smith.
Brown again coming at him and catching the inside part of the plate for a called strike, and it's 2-1. 2-0 Colgan here in the bottom of the second. Beautiful day. Crowd support both sides. And a ground ball put into play left side. Bedard at short. He'll throw it to first well in time to retire Luke Smith. So Schreiner gets on to lead off the inning. But a couple of strikeouts and a ground out to follow ends the threat for the Wildcats. Two innings in here in MHK. And right now Colgan leads Frankfort 2-0.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KMZA. Appreciate everyone hanging with us. We are in Manhattan, Kansas, alongside Jake Spaulding and Seth Tollefson. Brandon Tama with you. We go to inning number 3, 2-1A state semifinal here, Toyn Family Stadium. Wildcats of Frankfort trailing the defending champs in Colgan by a score of 2-0, Brady Bedarts, Brock Rydell, and Brady Crossland, 2, 3, and 4 in the Colgan lineup. Peyton Adams back to work for the Wildcats. First pitch in the top of the third inning is high for ball one.
If we've learned anything from the first two innings, B-Tad, it's that both of these teams got to remember, don't assume that ball four is going to be awarded. Both guys from both teams way ahead in the count.
They've been bit by that one, so we'll see if both teams can be aware of it as Bedard fouls one away. 1-1, 1-strike. 2-0 Colgan. Just getting going. Inning number 3. Next pitch inside. 2-1 here on Brady Bedarts. Came into state with north of a .400 batting average. Wears jersey number 13 and bats from the right side. Very open on that right side stance. Now straightens up and takes the fastball knee high, but inner edge missing for ball 3. Now, 2 runs, couple of hits here early. As this kick and delivery just dribbles into the dirt, ball 4.
better get there quickly, and Henry does, to get that ball that got past him to the backstop.
That's the second walk allowed by Adams here. And Colgan, their third straight inning, the leadoff man on, and that brings up Brock Riedel.
Well, again, this Colgan team is one that is very patient, very, very well-disciplined team.
Riedel, the lefty, showing bunt. Adams kicks, fires, pulling it back. Steal attempt by Bedard, and he's in there safely. Beats the throw from Henry Ketter. And Bedard into scoring position with nobody out.
Very well executed there. Again, when you show bunt and have a steal on, typically your shortstop's going to take the throw at second, but with the bunt being shown, second baseman had to get over there in time from Caffrey.
That pitch a little bit up and outside. Two balls and no strikes. Now, 2-0 is our score. Colgan an opportunity here. Runner at second base, nobody out. As Adams fires it in there, up and away, ball three. So at least struggling a little bit to consistently find the strike zone here to begin the third is Peyton Adams. And a 3-0 in the dirt, ball four, and that's going to get to the backstop. Bedard scampering up to third base, and now Colgan runners at the corners for Brady Crosland, the cleanup man.
Not the most prime opportunity here if you're Frankfurt defensively, is giving us free passes here to begin this top half of the third inning. Give a shout out here. Frankfurt faithful, though. My goodness. What an amazing crowd.
They always show up and show out. We know this. And have to will and help the team rally. There's a bunt shown by Crosland. He pulls it back. It hits the dirt. Good stop by Henry Ketter to keep it in front. If a ball gets to the backstop here, unless you're slower than molasses, you're going to get home. Did you like that?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
Bedard at third, Riedel at second base.
I can remember as a kid not understanding that phrase.
Slower than molasses?
Uh-huh.
There's a good pitch out of Reg called strike. It's evened up here on Crosland at 1-1. That's a big spot in this game.
Oh, it's massive.
Obviously, 2-0, Frankfurt trailing. A base hit could double up the Colgan lead in the blink of an eye. 1-1 runs up and inside. Two balls, one strike.
And you're, again, at the heart of the order of the Colgan Panthers right now, and Frankfurt's got to be very cognizant of that.
Crosland, team leader in batting average. And the 2-1 is popped up. Shallow right field. Who's going to call it off? Farrar, the right fielder, makes the catch. And Bedard's going to tag, and then the throw home by Farrar on the money, and having to go back was Bedard. Amazing. How about Farrar and Wright keeping a run off the board?
Amazing catch there. And then you could see him. He set himself up underneath that baseball to be able to go right into his crow hop and fire it home. Again, Farrar, not your typical starting right fielder for Frankfurt. He's filling in for the injured Octavian Goode, who got injured on Monday.
So here's Carsten Simmons, still work to do. It's the first out of the inning. Runner still at second and third. And the first pitch by Adams to Simmons is a little bit low for ball one.
Adams struggling with the lower part of the zone right now. His control's not as crisp as you'd wanted to see for Coach Hinton.
And the pitch is a ground ball to the right side. Caffrey, the second baseman, only played a first. That's out number two, but a run is in, and the Colgan lead is 3-0 on the second RBI of the day by Carsten Simmons.
That's exactly what you're supposed to do in that situation. If you're Simmons, get the ball on the ground to the right side of the infield, allow that runner to come home. Productive out for Colgan, increasing their lead by one.
Second out of the inning, Riedel goes to third, and this one's hit on a line out to center field, and Gabe Brown on one pitch makes it 4-0 with a two-out RBI single.
First pitch, second pitch, that at bat. Just a great swing right there, and Schreiner, could he have made it a harder attempt to catch that? Maybe, but he made the right decision, just letting it fall in front of him, get it back in on the infield.
Now the bases are empty with two outs, and now a stolen base attempt by Gabe Brown. And
he's off the bag.
He's off the bag, and the tag secured, which ends the inning. So some positive end to that after it got a little sour in the taste of the Frankfurt mouth as Colgan doubles up the lead to 4-0 here in the third. We go to the home half. Frankfurt down 4-0 here on KMZA.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Canyon Olberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need two forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home. Transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
St. Mary's Colgan leading Frankfurt 4-0 as we go to the bottom of the third inning here in Manhattan alongside Jake Spaulding, Seth Tollison. I'm Brandon Tabin. 8-9-1 for the Wildcats here in the home third. Gage Wenklin, Creighton Farrar, and Henry Ketter. As the Wildcats trailing again, the defending champs 4-0. Jaden Brown back to work. First pitch in the bottom of the third inning is taken by Wenklin for called strike number one.
Well, Frankfurt got their first base runner on in the game last half inning, and see if they can, again, just chip away. Game of baseball like this, you got to just get base runners on. You're not going to get all the way back in this game on one swing. Find a way to get on base.
And a foul off here by Wenklin finds himself quickly down behind Jaden Brown. No balls, two strikes. Here's the kick in the lefty delivery. Went outside with it. Got a nod from his catcher Simmons, missing the zone for ball number one. That's exactly where Simmons wanted that pitch, but a better job by Wenklin to not chase. Brown fires in a 1-2. About the same opportunity there on the outer edge. And again, Wenklin holding up, two balls, two strikes.
And again, you're seeing the advantage of what Colgan was able to do in this quarterfinal and allow for Brown to be their, he's their ace, be able to pitch here in a semifinal. He looks comfortable on the mound.
He had an 8-0 record, well now 9-0 his record on the mound, and a sub-1 ERA. Count has worked full here. So a good job by Wenklin, falling behind, and now 3-2 pitch on the way. Here it is. Late swing, breaking ball, and down goes Wenklin. I was about to say looking, but the late swing, and Wenklin all sorts of confused on that one for out number one. It is 5 strikeouts for Jaden Brown in the first 8 batters he has faced.
There's a reason why he's their ace. He's a stud, and he's able to find the zone and locate, and what a gift that Coach Watt has with him.
Here is Farrar.
Second hit batter?
That skipped in there in front of him, but Here's he got out of the way of it.
Man.
One ball, no strikes here on Farrar. Well, he saved a run in that last inning, catching a fly ball and getting it in and not letting a runner tag up from third. Another pitch inside, 2-0.
You know, Brown is a lefty. That kind of sweeper that he likes to throw right here really runs in on the right-handed batters, and it's tough to get a bat on a ball.
Well, so far only one base runner in the game, and there's a called strike on 2-0. Now 2 balls, 1 strike. Henry Ketter. About to flip it back to the top of the order here for the Wildcats. Trailing 4-0 with one out, and the base is clear in the bottom of the third. That one just missed. 3 balls, 1 strike here on Farrar.
If Creighton can get on base, yeah, you mentioned it, flip it to the top of the lineup, and maybe just see if you can get that line moving.
There's a 3-1.
Nice pitch.
Yeah, he took it all the way, and it's in there for strike two.
See a pitcher's confidence when they're down in the count 3-1 and they throw a breaking ball in there for a strike.
And a 3-2 on the way is just chopped foul. Farrar will get another chance here. It's been an impressive last couple of years for Frankfurt. We said it atop the broadcast. Kind of the David v. Goliath-ish type matchup. And right now, Goliath, 4-spot lead here in the third. Another 3-2 on the way, and the off-speed got him swinging and missing for out number two.
again, it's just that it looks like a slider coming in from Jaden Brown, and from a left-handed pitcher to a right-handed batter, it's extremely difficult for them to pick up the spin rate quick enough to be able to get the bat out quickly. And they're cutting and missing always about a half a second too late right now.
That is six strikeouts and 2 2/3 for Jaden Brown. And we're back to the top of the lineup here with Henry Ketter. He'll foul it away for strike number one. A little bit closed on that right side stance. A little movement above the right shoulder with the bat. Another great off-speed pitch, inner edge for a called strike, and it's quickly 0-2. Jaden Brown, boy, he's got a little groove to him right now. Momentum on the side of the defending champs here in the third. And an 0-2 on the way. Bends it in there. Called strike three on the outside part of the plate. And Jaden Brown cooking here early. That is 7 strikeouts in 3 innings of work. We go to the fourth inning here on KMZA. Defending champs Colgan leading Frankfurt 4-0.
Warmer weather is here and the great outdoors are calling. Take your meetings to the front porch. Stream the game around the fire pit. And keep the same reliable connection from inside when you step outside with Blue Valley Technologies Outdoor Wi-Fi. Sign up today and receive free installation. Visit bluevalley.net or give us a call at 877-876-1228.
Wanklin Oil is celebrating 100 years in business on May 30th of this year. The customer appreciation event for Wanklin Oil will be held in Winifred, Kansas, starting at 4 p.m. on May the 30th. There'll be giveaways, food, live music, and fireworks. Feel free to RSVP at wanklinoil.com. Live music by the Lazy Wayne Band, fun for all ages. Make sure to attend the 100-year celebration of Wanklin Oil on May 30th.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, still some time for the Frankfurt Wildcats. We go to the top of the fourth inning here on KMZA as we're in Manhattan, 2-1A state baseball semifinal. Defending champs Colgan leading the Wildcats 4-0. Jake Spaulding, Seth Tollefson, Brandon Tadman with you.
Well, it's not the most ideal start to this game if you're the Frankfurt Wildcats, but again, this is a Colgan team that is just super effective on the offensive side. When you got Jaden Brown feeling like he is right now, there's been 9 outs in this ball game offensively for Frankfurt. 7 of them have been by strikeout. He's just dealing right now. Frankfurt's going to have to find a way to scratch a couple runs across.
All right, Peyton Adams back to work. Bottom third of the order, Anthony Schremmer puts a bunt down, and it goes foul off to the left side, and the fourth inning is underway.
I've been coaching baseball BTAP for about 13 years, and just different ages, different groups, 19U all the way down to about 11U. I don't know how Coach Mike Watt has done this for 41 years at a high school level and is still standing upright.
And has had as much success as this program has had, as Adams went with the fastball there, a little bit high for ball one. In 41 years, Mike Watt has been the head coach of the Colgan baseball program. And again, he has won regional championships in 36 of those 41 years.
Christmas.
And 22 state titles, 18 under Coach Watts. As Schremmer on a 2-1 out to shallow right field. Ferrar running in to make a nice grab. He's been fine out there in right field, and that's out number one here in the fourth.
Yeah, he's played really well in relief the last game and a half when Good went down with that knee injury. And it's always good to know when you've got somebody that can step in and execute defensive plays like he has been able to do. Good job there by Creighton Ferrar.
Here is Brady Bettega, the second baseman, had a sacrifice bunt in his first at bat. Now he puts this one on the ground to Anderson over at shorts, throwing off the bag with Eli Ketter, but he still secured the tag, which secures out number two.
Anderson's throw, again, his body was moving towards home, and a throw it across his body at Eli Ketter. The adjustment at first, secure the catch and apply the tag in time for out number two.
A great opportunity for Peyton Adams to retire Colgan 1-2-3 for the first time today. That'll bring it up. Lane Stoltz, who grounds it right to Anderson at short, low throw. Ketter digs it out, and that does retire the side. So, exactly what Frankfurt needed there as Colgan goes down in order 1-2-3 in the top of the fourth inning. Halfway in, halfway home here on KMZA. Frankfurt trailing Colgan. It is 4-0.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfurt, wishes good luck to the Frankfurt Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfurt.
Have you been thinking about upgrading your current trailer? Trailers for You in Frankfurt can help you. I'm Jane Studer, and I've worked in the trailer business for over 20 years. We carry travel-long trailers, Merit aluminum stock trailers, and utility trailers. Give us a call at 785-292-4166 if you're looking for a dump trailer. We have a large selection to choose from in both bumper pull and gooseneck models. Again, 785-292-4166. Trailers for You in Frankfurt, or online at trailers4u.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jake Spaulding, knock knock. Who's there? I don't know. You better go answer it.
Oh!
No laugh from Seth. I was hoping Seth would pop in our ear. Welcome back here on KMCA. Frankfurt's and St. Mary's Colgan. We're halfway in, halfway home. All right, keys for Frankfurt here, down 4-0 halfway in.
It's no different than the beginning of the ball game, B-Tad. It's gotta get some base runners on. Only one base runner has been on base for Frankfurt in this ball game. That was a hit by pitch, and then on cue, Wes Anderson just takes one in the foot. And again, it's a slider coming from Jaden Brown, left-handed pitcher pitching to a right-handed batter. He's gotten 7 strikeouts with that specific pitch this entire game. But sometimes it runs too far inside on a right-handed batter. But now you got to run around base. He's got some speed. Can you take advantage? Get him to second base. Just get one run in this inning. Changes the dynamic of this game.
Well, let's see if Frankfurt can do something with it. First pitch here to Eli Ketter is in there for a called strike. 4-0 Colgan here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Runner at first base is Wes Anderson. Certainly a threat to steal. Just the second base runner all game for the Wildcats, both via the hit by pitch. That one missed inside. Ball one here to Ketter. Grounded out to third to end that bottom of the first inning. Stands way up in the box, toes on the paint. And that one missed a little bit outside. 2-1 here to the freshman Ketter.
His hard shot to the third baseman earlier in this game. You know, again, if you can get a good hard ground ball hit, find a gap between first and second base right now, because you got second baseman shading almost right behind the bag at second. A lot of room on the right side of this infield.
2-1. Here's the pitch, and went to the out parts, and it's off just a touch for ball three. If you are Eli Ketter, Jake, do you take this pitch 100% of the time?
No.
He does not.
I would not. I would not put a take sign on right here.
Let's see if he takes a stab. He does not. Pitches up and in. Ball four. And the Wildcats have something going. It's the first walk allowed. Still no hits for the Cats, but 2 and nobody out here in this inning for Landon Schreiner.
Opportunity's knocking now. Schreiner, can you open the door? We saw it happen on Monday. You've seen it happen all year for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Cleanup hitter, their center fielder, this big man from the right side of the infield. Find that gap. Left center is open for you. Down the line on right is open as well.
He will show bunts, and Brown steps off the rubber. Charging in was Rydell, the first baseman. He was ready for it.
Charging in is the proper way of saying that. I don't think he was going to stop.
Anderson at second base. Eli Ketter, the runner at first. Schreiner at the dish. Shows bunt, waiting on that first pitch. Brings it in, does Brown, and it's inside for ball one.
Good job by Eli Ketter at first base right now, B-Ted. He's about halfway between first and second base because the first baseman, you just mentioned, charging on the bunt. Second baseman has got to stay put where he's at.
Big opportunity here. Frankfurt needs to take advantage. Here we go. That's 1-0 pitch is high. Ball two. So, in quick conversation, Simmons, the catcher, going out to talk with Jaden Brown, who was still unhittable right now in this game, but yet kind of finding his way outside the zone here the last few ABs.
He started this game off six. Now Coach is going to come out. Coach Watts out of the dugout. And is this going to be a second visit? It's the first visit, but are they going to allow this to be the continuation stoppage right now?
Well, Simmons kind of finished up his 1v1 combo and was maybe three-fourths of the way back home, and then Coach Watt came out. And I believe it appears to be a continuation potentially. Very brief. You think a guy like Mike Watt, who's been doing this for now 41 years at one school, he's seen, said, and heard it all.
Yeah, just one visit is what they're calling it. And I understand what they're saying with that, but I mean, when you got your catcher coming back home with Simmons coming, he's almost back to home plate when Mike Watt comes out of the dugout. That first one was almost complete. That was close.
All right, 2-0 pitch on the way. Another bunt shown by Schreiner, and that ball hits him. Oh, boy, here we go. Frankfurt, it's your golden opportunity sitting right in front of you. Anderson to third, Eli Ketter to second. Three free passes given up here by Jaden Brown. Wildcats trailing 4-0 here in the bottom of the fourth, and here comes Peyton Adams.
He can help himself out right now, B-10. To begin this game, Brown had thrown six straight strikes to begin this game. Now, in this inning alone, he's thrown one strike, and there's three runners on base.
And Peyton Adams representing a game-tying run. Bases loaded and nobody out. The bunt is shown. He pulls back, and it's bent in there for a called strike.
I like the strategy. Opportunity to play some small ball here, but, I mean, outfield's playing Adams pretty much straight away. The corners are in right now for Colgan.
Infield is in a touch on the corners. Next one just missed on the outside part. One ball, one strike here to Adams. Colgan leading Frankfurt 4-0. Well, this is by far and away the best opportunity the Cats have had to this point to scratch across something, and now they have a chance to scratch across multiple runs if they can take advantage. Inside, 2-1, now the count on Peyton Adams.
Any ball that leaves the infield will score a run with the speed of Anderson at third. But if you're able just to loop one just over the first baseman or third baseman's head right now, if you're Peyton Adams, you're going to play two.
Two balls, one strike, doesn't show. But he takes a swing. He puts it in play, left side on the infield. Bedard goes to third, getting the lead out there. A run is in, so productive there for Adams as he drives in the Wildcats' first run. But Colgan able to get the first out.
Reaching on a fielder's choice. 6-5 on that fielder's choice as Ketter is gunned down at third for out number one. But an RBI nonetheless, and the Wildcats are on the board.
All right, so one out. They're at first and second now, a 4-1 Colgan lead. Caffrey steps in, shows bunt, and that pitch missing for ball one.
I don't have access like I did in our first game today to the pitch count and everything. I'm going to have to figure that out because this is by far and away the longest inning that you've had Jaden Brown on the bump for Colgan.
First and second with one out, bunt shown again, and that pitch runs inside. Boy, close again to hitting Caffrey, maybe on that left knee. And it's two balls and no strikes. So, yeah, by far and away, Brown's shakiest inning. But it's still yet to give up a hit in this game. And now that pitch runs behind. It gets away. Left side of the glove of Simmons, the catcher. Schreiner to second base, or the third, I should say. And Adams now up to second base. So now second and third with one out. A 3-0 count is what Caffrey has to work with, and a base hit away potentially from making this a one-run game.
Got speed on the bases. Caffrey, you got to be patient here. This 3-0 count, runners at second and third, yeah, take sign is on.
And Brown kicks, bunt shown. He pulls back, and it's right down the middle for a 3-1 count now. Caffrey did strike out his first time up. A lot of the Wildcats struck out their first time up.
Yeah, Caffrey was the guy that threw his bat, thought it was ball four, and then watched strike three. I bet he doesn't make the mistake this time.
And the 3-1 is high, ball four. And for the second time in this inning, the bases are loaded. And an opportunity for freshman Luke Smith and a convo coming back on the mound.
That's the second mound visit in this inning.
No chance. Coach Watt takes the ball away from Jaden Brown.
I think he might be.
Well, still in the glove of Jaden Brown. Coach Watt has the hands behind the back. but it may be. It looks like we have maybe someone coming off the bench.
Second round visit, you're required to take him out.
So. Okay.
Yep.
So Colgan will get Frankfurt will get Jaden Brown off the mound. We got a new pitcher. Frankfurt's right back in this thing as we're going to have our first pitching change here today. We'll step aside, tell you about it when we come back here on KMCA.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
A hailstorm can mean devastation to a crop. With so much riding on your bottom line, get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. Beth Dieters can provide you with hail coverage for your growing crop. Take a few minutes to protect whatever Mother Nature can destroy in a few seconds with hail and other perils. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the new pitcher for St. Mary's Colgan is Brock Rydell, and he takes over as Frankfurt is threatening to make this a little bit more interesting than it already is. As we come back here on KMCA, we are in the bottom of the fourth inning. Bases are loaded for the Wildcats. They are down 4-1. And here we go. Here is Luke Smith in a golden opportunity with one out. He'll show bunt. Rydell fires in the first pitch, and it's in there for a called strike. So you got Schreiner at third, Adams at second, Caffrey the runner at first. Anderson has already played at home, and the Cats again threatening to get a little bit closer here in this inning.
Well, not to put the cart before the horse too much here. That pitch in the dirt, good block there by Simmons. But Coach Watt, maybe he's playing the long game here, because if he still wants Brown to play for a potential championship game, he kept him under 45 pitches in this game.
That was certainly a strategic move, no doubt about it. And Rydell going to try to limit the damage here. The 1-1, low and inside to Luke Smith. Two balls and one strike. It is now a 4-1 game.
Man, it's a big opportunity to beat that. I'm getting a little goosebumps right now. Huge opportunity here. See if Lane Smith, the freshman, can come through.
There's the 2-1 by Rydell, and it's in there for a strike call. 2-2. Jaden Brown again, responsible for the base runners, but he did have 7 strikeouts, and he is now defensively for Rydell at first.
No disrespect, Mr. Smith. Lucas, not Lane. I don't know why I said Lane.
Here's the 2-2 to Smith. Low and inside, ball 3. A walk would score a run. Only one out still in the inning. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Colgan leading by 3, but here we go. Big pitch and coming. Worth noting, Rydell also a left-handed thrower. Smith, the right-handed hitter. Bases loaded, one out. The 3-2 on the way. In there. Called strike 3. Smith tossed the bat. And the umpire, before the bat hit the turf, rang him up for out number 2.
Typically don't disagree about anything too often, but that one, man, that looked like it was a little bit inside, or a little bit outside, a little bit up in the zone, but you gotta protect with 2 strikes on you at all costs, and opportunity missed there for Smith.
Now it's up to Gage Wenklin, left matchup here, bases loaded, 2 outs, Cats down 3. Outside there, missing with a fastball, Wenklin jumps in front, 1-0. Have Schreiner at third, Adams at second, Caffrey the runner at first. All this is happening, and yet Frankfurt still does not have a hit in the game. The only tally that matters is the run column. And a late swing and foul off here by Gage Wenklin, the sophomore. Now 1-1. Opportunity is knocking at Jake Spaulding.
Got to open the door if you're Frankfurt. That means Gage Wenklin, your opportunity right here. Right now, young sophomore for the Wildcats. Can he come through, scratch at least one more run across?
1-1 here is fouled back into the net. Now 1-2.
You mentioned he's in from the left side, so left-handed pitcher typically that is an advantage pitcher, lefty versus lefty matchup. Haven't seen Raydell throw too many pitches that are off speed yet. But if he's got a breaking pitch anywhere close to the way Brown did, you expect it to come here.
One ball, two strikes. Wanklin needs to protect. They're loaded up with two outs here in the inning. Here's the kick and deal. Oh, boy, it runs way up and in, ball two. The defending state champs getting a little bit of something from the Wildcats here in the bottom of the fourth. Two balls, two strikes. They're loaded up with two outs. Colgan by three. Rydell kicks and fires it in there, and it's fouled back. Good battle here by the sophomore Wanklin to stay alive.
No doubt about it. He's battling well, like you said. Keeping himself in this at-bat right now.
Absolutely gorgeous day here in Manhattan. 2-1-A state baseball semifinal. Two balls, two strikes. Rydell's pitch to Wanklin is low and inside. Count is full.
I'm going to flip the script now. That one looked like a strike to me. We're a little bit off to the left of home plate a little bit here. But, man, now the runners, they're going to be moving here on the pitch.
Frankfurt fans getting into this next pitch. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, bases juiced, a three-run Colgan lead here in the fourth. Here's Rydell's offering. It is outside ball four, Jake Spaulding. A run is in. Schreiner touches home. It is a 4-2 game.
Hit by pitch, walk. Hit by pitch, fielder's choice, walk. Strikeout, walk. You mentioned it. Frankfurt's now played a two in this game, two in this inning. Not a single hit to be tallied. But patience at the plate right now, and it's the bottom of the order. Here's Creighton Farrar.
And now the sophomore with limited action this season takes a fastball from Rydell in there for a called strike. He showed bunt, pulled back. It was called strike number one. But without a hit, two runs have scored in the inning for the Wildcats. They have cut it in half here in the bottom of the fourth, and still an opportunity to get a little bit closer. Another bunt shown by the sophomore Farrar. He pulls back that pitch away for ball one. Bottom of the order producing here for the Cats in kind of a more unconventional way. But again, it does not matter how you do it. One ball, one strike. And the bunt popped up left side of the infield. It's picked up. It's fair territory and everybody is safe. It's a one-run game. Farrar comes through with the infield RBI single.
Unbelievable confidence for Creighton Farrar. We've talked about how he's came in a tough spot when the injury to Goode on Monday. He played big time on Monday against Southern Lion. And then today, a huge bunt there to give the Cats another run and keep this line moving.
And Brock Rydell is getting the ball taken away from him. Colgan's got to go to the bullpen again. It's a 4-3 game here at MHK, and we're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Our communities are built on families, hard work, and looking out for one another. At SBS Insurance, we're here to help you do just that, with life insurance designed to protect your loved ones for years to come. Talk to your local independent agent at SBS Insurance today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, before this bottom of the fourth inning got underway, things were pretty bleak for the Frankfurt Wildcats, just trying to find some answers against the defending champs in St. Mary's Colgan. But when we come back, we have already seen in this inning, Jake, two pitching changes. It's on to Gabe Brown. The Cats have scored three on zero hits. Before that, Farrar comes through to make it hit number one. But either way, it's a 4-3 game. bases loaded with two outs, and here's Henry Ketter.
Top of the order. Can they produce now? Keep this inning moving.
Yeah, first pitch comes up empty. A swing and a miss there for strike number one.
Katha now batted around in this inning.
Now, the scoreboard's been not 100% correct throughout the day, and right as I say that, they do finally put the Frankfurt hit up there for Farrar. And an 0-1 is a little bit low, ball one.
Hit by pitch, walk, hit by pitch. Fielder's choice, walk, strikeout, walk. Infield hit on the amazing bunt by Creighton Farrar.
A 4-3 game, and a 1-1 pitch here to Henry Ketter is outside for ball two.
First right-handed pitcher that the Cats have faced here in this game thus far, Gage Brown.
Caffrey at third, Wanklin at second, Farrar at first. A 4-3, Colgan leads. The Cats feeling momentum, juice their way. And a fastball right there, knee high for a called strike. And Ketter now evened up at 2-2.
Tough one to take, and I think Ketter wishes he had that pitch back again because that was a fastball right down the middle of the plate, and that was one you could take for a ride.
A base hit could give Frankfurt the lead. The infield is back. Here's a 2-2 and a swing and a miss, and down goes Ketter. That ends the inning. But this is a different ball game now, as it's a one-run Colgan lead through four. We go to the fifth here on KMCA. Panthers 4 and the Wildcats 3.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community. Close to home.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Trip to the 2-1A State Baseball Championship game is on the line, and the script has been flipped. Jake Spaulding, a 4-0 game going into the bottom of the fourth. Wildcats scratch across three. They chase two pitchers off the mound, and they do so with one hit. And we got a 4-3 ball game. Everything looking better. Frankfurt Wildcats, yet still work to do.
I don't know if I'm just like under the weather right now, or maybe I'm getting a little bit of cat scratch fever, because that bottom of the fourth inning was exciting baseball. Patience at the plate, great base running, and taking advantage of opportunities. And Creighton Farrar putting a bunt down with two outs and the bases loaded, and everybody's safe. Man, that's what baseball is all about. The Cats are back in this game.
So here's Peyton Adams back to work. His team now only down one. So obviously you want to keep that goose egg on the board run-wise this inning for the Panthers. That's Jaden Brown leading it off, taking one high and away for a ball. Third time through the order for Colgan here today. Brown is tripled and scored. He is also grounded out to second. He fouls this one away for strike one. So the fifth inning is underway in a one-run game for Colgan. They lead it 4-3 over the Cats on KMCA. Thanks to Seth, we got Jake, Brandon with you from beautiful Toyton Family Stadium here in Manhattan. 1-1 by Adams off speed, and this one put into play to the right side. Caffrey at second, sidearm throw to first. Eli Ketter secures it, and that's out number one.
And Jaden Brown, his day started off amazing. Started the game off with a triples. Scored on a throwing error on that same exact play. Struck out the first two batters, was coasting, gets pulled out of the game because of the inability to find the strike zone. And then the ground out, you just saw all of his frustration kind of culminating after he got the first base there.
So base is empty, one out for Brady Bedard, and he takes a called strike in there from Peyton Adams. It's 0-1. Bedard today has walked twice and scored two times. Here's the pitch. Low and inside, ball one. Well, if I would have told you before the game started that we'd start the fifth inning with Peyton Adams still on the mound and Colgan on their third pitcher, Not sure how you'd feel about that. This one sent out into the air, medium depth, in the gap, in left center. And at the last minute, with Schreiner and Wanklin converging, Schreiner makes the catch, and it's out number two.
You could just tell as that ball continued to travel, communication wasn't happening between the two of them. And finally, at the last second, Schreiner is able to say, hey, I got this.
Here's Brock Riedel. Two up, two down, and since things were a little shaky early on, Adam settling down. He has retired five in a row. And he delivers a painted edge called strike on the outside part, and it's 0-1 here on Brock Riedel.
And Adam's just his 61st pitch of the game right now through 4 2/3.
And late swing on an off-speed pitch. Fouling it away is Riedel. Quickly down 0-2. Now, Frankfurt feeling momentum on their side.
Big believer in Uncle Moby, Ted.
Still down, but it is now a one-run game. And Adams' chance to retire the side for a second straight inning. And the announcer jinxed into play on that swing on an 0-2. Riedel, a sharp single to left. And the inning continues for Brady Crossland.
I tell you, I did not...
If you weren't a believer before, we've been doing all these games last week. If you're not a believer now in the announcer jinx, I just don't know what to tell you.
I mean, I've been doing this since 2012, and I was a big non-believer in the broadcaster jinx, but you've made me a believer in it in the last week and a half, no doubt.
Well, a two-out base runner, first pitch, Crossland puts it on down to Wes Anderson at short, underhand to Caffrey at second. And that retires the side just like that. So a goose egg on the board for the Panthers in the top of the fifth inning. We go to the bottom of the fifth here on KMCA. It is a 4-3 Colgan lead.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Kenya Nolberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need two forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You'll feel right at home.
Right at home.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home. Transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit Lamberson Construction. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
Well, this particular comeback music requested by Jake Spaulding as the cat scratch fever is real. We go to the bottom of the fifth here in Manhattan, Kansas. Colgan 4, Frankfurt 3, buddy, a trip to state. The championship game on the line.
How about you, Seth Tollefson, on the just on the fly? I shot him a text today. Any chance you can play Cat Scratch Fever coming out of the next break? Well done, sir. Back at the studios. Frankfurt, all momentum on their side right now. Got to capitalize on that momentum, and you got nobody else you'd rather have in the box right now than Wes Anderson.
Well, he fouls away an 0-1 pitch, so Anderson quickly down 0-2. Eli Ketter will follow. Landed Schreiner after that. Three runs for the Wildcats on just one hit so far today. And the next pitch by Gabe Brown is lifted high and away, foul down the right field line amongst the patrons. And it stays 0-2. Well, Wes Anderson today hit by a pitch in the fourth, came around to score. And he also has a strikeout. What you know about the lone hit for the Wildcats coming from sophomore Creighton Farrar? He's having a heck of a game on both sides of the ball. But can the meaty part of the order come through? 0-2, it's popped up. Right side on the infield, might be foul grounds. It's right on the line. Very nicely done by the first baseman, Riedel. And that's out number one here in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Well, again, in on the hands on Anderson, and he pops up to the right side. You'll see that a lot with a right-handed batter. If a ball comes inside on the hands, they get their hands through and pop it up to the right side of the infield. It's going to mean that we got to have Eli Ketter step in here now.
Base is empty, one out here in the bottom of the fifth, 4-3 Colgan. And Eli Ketter does step in here. He walked in his last at bat, took the first pitch here inside for ball number one, and now swinging a miss at the 1-0. and Brown blew it by him there. Now 1-1. A 4 runs, 5 hits here for the defending champs. 3 runs, 1 hit for Frankfurt. Next pitch low and outside. 2-1 here on Ketter. This is Eli at the dish. Frankfurt has won 10 consecutive games coming in, and now a sharp liner to the right side and just barely foul. Could have been extra bases. Instead, the freshman Eli Ketter having to settle back in with the count 2-2.
Man, that thing was, we saw that in the first game of the day with Rossville and TMP, where game of inches, that one was just inches away from being at 2, possibly 3 bases for Eli.
Colgan 4, Frankfurt 3. Bottom of the 5th inning. Bases empty, 1 out. Fastball runs inside. And the count is full. 3-2.
Good at bat here by Ketter.
Colgan on to their third pitcher. Started with Rydell, Jaden Brown, and now Gabe Brown. And now another sharp liner to the opposite way. And another foul ball here by the right-handed hitter. And freshman Eli Ketter.
Man, just working a good at bat. And I love when you see these kids at this juncture of the game this season. This part of the season, you got to know how to shorten up, and he's doing that so well right now from the right side. Short step, hands are quick, reacting to the pitch.
3-2. Base is empty, 1 out. Here's the pitch, and it runs inside and hits him.
Exactly what you're looking for. That's just as good as a walk. It just hurts a little bit more for Eli Ketter, but he's a tough kid, first baseman for the Cats, and a base runner. The tying run is now at first base. The go-ahead run in the box with the big guy, Mr. Schreiner,
who has been hit twice in his 2 at-bats today. Well, at least Frankfurt has the advantage of now dealing with a right-handed pitcher when having a runner at first. And that pitch in there to Schreiner for a called strike. So Eli Ketter at first, and 1 out here in the bottom of the 5th. Colgan leading by 1. Trip to the state championship game is on the line. Gabe Brown sets and fires it in there, low and outside. 1-1. Good job by Simmons to keep it in front.
Ketter wanted to go on that, but you mentioned it. Simmons behind the dish for Colgan, able to keep that ball in front.
Out of the stretch, Gabe Brown looking back, about a 3-step lead for Ketter. Does not go. The pitch is in there, and it's swung on and missed for strike 2.
Has a hard fastball in the outside part of the plate. Schreiner could not catch up to it.
Peyton Adams in the on-deck circle for the Wildcats. They have not led at any points. It's the closest they have been since before the game started. And a 1-2. Low and outside. Again, Simmons, a nice job keeping it in front. And it's evened up here on Schreiner at 2-2. Anderson began the inning with a pop out to first. Ketter at first now after being hit by a pitch, and a 2-2 pitch on the way here incoming from the sophomore Landon Schreiner. Gabe Brown sets, and the righty delivers, and it's low and outside. 3.
Working the count. Again, Frankfurt patient at the plate, spoiling pitches that they don't like, working good at bats, and chipping away in this game.
A huge pitch coming up here from Gabe Brown. 3-2 to Schreiner, and it's a swing and a miss. And Gabe Brown wins that battle. Out number 2 here in the 5th.
Good at bat there by Schreiner. He just comes up empty trying to catch up to that fastball. That time I saw him, he was swinging pretty hard, swinging for the fences, if you will. 2 strikes like that, you got to shorten yourself up, exactly like Eli Ketter did the bat before.
So 2 outs now, 2nd strikeout for Gabe Brown in relief. It's up to Peyton Adams here. And a fastball right down the middle for a called strike number 1. Now Peyton today has scored a run, has reached on a fielder's choice. He's also struck out. Got Eli Ketter at first base, 2 outs. Frankfurt trailing by 1 here in the home 5th. And this one's put on the ground sharply, but a nice easy hop on the knee for the shortstop, Bedard. Gets it over to 2nd base in time to retire the side. So Frankfurt gets one on, but no damage done. We're 5 innings deep and 2 left on the docket. So 1-run game with the state championship berth on the line. Colgan 4, Frankfurt 3. Back after this here on KMCA.
When the trails are calling you, make sure your machine is ready to answer. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, they're your local headquarters for Can-Am UTV, ATV service repairs, parts, and accessories. From routine maintenance to upgrades that boost performance, their experienced technicians keep your machines running strong. Need new accessories or parts to customize your ride? Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia has you covered. Get back on the trail faster with the team Riders Trust. Visit BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com. Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. Ride hard. Ride ready.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thomas More Prep awaiting the winner in Friday night's 2-1-A State Baseball Championship game. Who will they face? As we go to the top of the sixth inning here on 92.1 with Seth, Jake, and Brandon all with you. Pitt Colgan 4, Frankfort 3. Peyton Adams back to work, but buddy, it comes down to this. Final two innings with that trip to the state championship game on the line at MHK.
Well, Peyton Adams has been phenomenal the last few innings. The defense has played great behind him as well. He's kind of found a groove. You got to keep that going here if you're Frankfort. You've stymied the offensive attack of Colgan, and the bats and the patience at the plate has came to life for Frankfort. But you mentioned there's still two more innings left in this game. They need a 3-3 down here.
Starts here with Carson Simmons, and he pops this one to shallow right center field. It's going to be a tough play in
what
the second baseman. Caffrey reaching back to make a sensational catch for out number one.
That's a freshman, ladies and gentlemen, playing second base at the 2-1-A state baseball semifinals and going backwards, an acrobatic grab for the freshman for out number one.
Well, Peyton Adams has retired 7 of the last 8 Panthers he has seen. Defense itself. And first pitch here to the right fielder. Not right fielder anymore, but at one point, Gabe Brown. Takes it in there for a called strike. And that one dribbles in there. Ball one.
Adams went with off speed that time. 67 pitches now in this game for Peyton Adams.
For where we're at in the game, that is pretty darn good for Peyton Adams. Although his team still trails by one, but keeping them in it for sure. As the next pitch in the dirt, ball two. 2-1 here on Gabe Brown. Anthony Schremmer will follow. Base is empty, one out here in the sixth. And now this one puts on the ground to the right side. Caffrey this time has to work it off the turf. And another nice defensive play for the young gun at second.
Caffrey is impressive over there at second base. We've seen him a few times this year, but his leather is being flashed like crazy here in this state semifinal. Great defense here by the Cats.
Take it. 8 of the last 9 retired for Peyton Adams. And here's Anthony Schremmer, who takes one high for ball one. Schremmer's been hit by a pitch today. He has also flown out to right. Here's a 1-0 by Adams. That one just missed.
7-hole hitter here for Colgan. You're Frankfort right now, you want to try and get this guy down, Schremmer. That way they only have 8-9-1 to come in the seventh.
There's one right down the middle. We call it strike. Now 2-1. Yeah, Bettega is the on-deck man if Schremmer can get on here with two down. Here's a 2-1 by Adams off speed. It's been in there, but just stayed a little bit more up than he wanted to. Now 3-1.
This is where you buckle down if you're Adams. You pitched extremely well the last three innings. Lock it down. Shut the door here.
Here's a 3-1, and it's in there for strike two. Count runs full. Very nicely done there by Adams. A little extra pep and step from the Frankfort fans. The deeper we get into this one. Wildcats down one. Chance to retire the Colgan side in the sixth, and the announcer jinks into play. It's low ball four. I just need to keep my mouth shut sometimes, Mr. Jake Spaulding.
Well, you can't. You're a broadcaster. You got to keep talking.
I know. That's the fourth walk for Peyton Adams. So a runner at first, two outs. Colgan leading by one here in the top of the sixth. And an opportunity here for Brady Bettega. Open on the right side stance. A little bit of a lead over there. Schremer at first being held on by Eli Getter. And Bettega takes one low for ball one. 0 for 2 in this game. A ground out and also a sacrifice back in the second. Sacrifice bunt. Speaking of bunt, he'll show here on 1-0. Pulls back and it's low. Runner took off. Didn't matter. Schremer's going to take a deep turnaround second. But Henry Ketter got on it quickly. So Schremer with the steal and a base hit could make this a two-run lead for Colgan.
And right now, again, that bunt, it's probably not going to be laid down. So you just throw that fastball over the cross of the plate if he squares.
That one in there for a called strike, belt level, and it's 2-1. That's a big pitch right there to be at 2-1 compared to 3-0. Schremer at second base. Two outs here in the top of the sixth inning. Frankfurt trailing Colgan by one. Adams kicks, fires,
ooh,
and just missed on the inside part of the plate. 3-1. Stoltz in the on-deck circle.
Got to come back here if you're Adams. Got to come back. Battle here.
Adams sets, ready to fire in a 3-1 to Bettega. Instead, he turns and looks the runner back, Schremer, to second, so we reset. And another turn and throw. It was high, and Caffrey saved it there from going out to center field.
Flash of the leather to get out, and flash of the leather there to keep it on the infield.
Still waiting for this 3-1 offering from Peyton Adams to Brady Bettega. Here it is. It is high, ball four. Or wait. Was it not 3-1?
Yeah, it was.
No, we were right.
Yep.
Everybody else was wrong. It's a walk. So now first and second, two outs for number nine in the order, Lane Stoltz. And a mound meeting incoming in a crucial moment in this game.
Yeah, Coach Henton wants to go out there and talk to Peyton for just a quick second here. Again, Peyton's pitched so well here really since the top of the fourth inning.
I think it's more like the definition of bending, not breaking.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Five walks, just one strikeout, but only scattered four hits across five innings and change.
And you
got some good defense
exactly.
Behind it as well.
That's where I was going to go with it, is the defense has stepped up very well for him here in this game. At this point of the juncture, you know, back-to-back walks like that, you got to find a way to throw some strikes, trust that defense behind you. It's gotten you to this point this season, gotten you to this point in this game. Get some strikes out there. This is a nine-hole hitter. It'll be Stoltz stepping in from the right side. You do not want to turn to the top of the lineup with runners on base.
A 4-3 Colgan lead here in the top of the sixth. Two runners on here for the Panthers with two down. Here is Lane Stoltz. Adam sets, chest level, glance at second, kicks the left knee, fires it in with the right hand, and it's low for ball one. Stoltz today 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a ground out.
The lone strikeout.
The lone strikeout for Peyton Adams. He'd love to do it again. But the 1-0 is in there for a called strike. The Colgan fans did not agree. Looked maybe a little bit outside.
Neither did Jaden Brown on the on-deck circle. He threw his palms in the air to the umpire and said, what?
Now, Frankfurt will take it. One ball, one strike. Two on, two out. Here's the pitch.
Oh.
And now one that doesn't go Frankfurt's way. That one missed inside barely 2-1.
The umpire stayed in his position the entire time as the moans and groans were happening behind him.
Colgan trying to extend, Frankfurt trying to keep it a one-run deficit, and this one's put on a tee, hit out towards center field. Schreider backing up, he makes the shoulder-high catch, and that retires the side. Boy, it looks scary off the bat. Schreider played it perfectly, and we hold at a one-run game. Trip to the 2-1A State Baseball Championship game on the line. We go to the home six, Frankfurt coming up and trailing the defending champs 4-3.
No matter what color your tractor is, the right diesel fuel can save you some serious green this spring. That's because Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel is specially formulated to help reduce your maintenance costs and downtime. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster also gives you better fuel economy and better power than ordinary fuel, which is great during the crunch of spring field work. And because it's backed by agriculture's best warranty, it can save you even more green, no matter what color you drive. Contact Ag Partners Co-op today for Fieldmaster. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
You know what Grandma really wants for the holidays? No, it's not a sweater. It's not another candle. She wants some meat. That's right, the good stuff from Frankfurt Meat Company. Juicy roasts, tender steaks, and smoked hams. All the fixings for a feast that'll have folks lining up for seconds. So skip the fruitcake and swing by Frankfurt Meat Company, 120 East 2nd in Frankfurt, or call them at 785-292-4436 and make Grandma very proud this year. Frankfurt Meat Company, meat you just can't beat.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bottom of the sixth inning we go. Jake Spaulding, Frankfurt, a chance to shock the world. And by world, I mean the state of Kansas here today. As they trail Colgan by one as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning, here's Colton Caffrey. And the first pitch by Gabe Brown in there for a strike.
You said, no doubt, shocked the state. But not for the Cats that are in the red and the gray and the fans here today. They fully expect this team, again, only one senior that's on this roster playing today, Wes Anderson. Everybody else, a junior or below, a team that's got a lot of experience. But they got a tall task. You said David versus Goliath at the beginning of the game, beat Tad. Well, David's swinging.
Well, the count now 1-2 on Colton Caffrey, coming up empty on a 1-1, and he's able to barely fight off one there to stay alive at 1-2. Luke Smith will follow Gage Wanklin after that. A one-run game. Wildcats only have one hit in the game. It was Creighton Farrard's infield single back in the fourth. And a swing and a miss here. Down goes Caffrey. So a strikeout to begin the bottom of the sixth inning. Third K in relief for Gabe Brown. Base is empty, one out now for freshman Luke Smith.
Yeah, Gabe has really came in and been very efficient for Pitt Colgan in this game in relief. It's really what slammed the door on Frankfurt's big rally.
And a first pitch to Luke Smith in there for a called strike.
He throws hard. He's got a good off-speed pitch. Bottom of the order here for Frankfurt needs to step up.
Luke Smith today, a ground out and a strikeout. Now he puts this on a high chopper to the right side. Bettega fielding, firing, throw was off target, but able to apply the tag Rydell in time to retire Luke Smith for out number two.
Now Luke Smith that time, he just got it off the end of the bat, and it was a pretty easy play there. Rydell having to come off the bag, though, and apply the tag.
Well, pretty couple of quick outs here for Frankfurt in the bottom of the sixth. That'll bring up Gage Wanklin. They trail by one here late. Here's the pitch by Brown. Fastball right down the middle, called strike one. Wanklin has an RBI. He walked with the bases loaded in the three-run fourth. He has also struck out today. Shows bunt, pulls back. Pitch just missed outside for ball one.
Same situation we were just talking about in the top half of this inning. Frankfurt trying to get back to the top of their order here in this half inning.
And a 1-1, a swing, and coming up empty there was the top ball, Wanklin, down in the count, 1-2. So Gabe Brown trying to make quick work of the Wildcats here in the home six. And a 1-2 on the way, outside ball two. Now, if Wanklin's able to do something, Farrar in the on-deck circle for the Wildcats. Going to have still one more opportunity, but so will Colgan in the next half. Here's a chopper foul. Fighting away that pitch off to the left side, still 2-2.
Good cap in there from Coach Hinton, third base coach, fielding that ground ball.
I'll mention, of course, more times than not, Thomas More Prep awaiting the winner in the title game Friday. Loser plays tomorrow afternoon against Rossville for third. Oh, what an eye, 2-2, just barely missed outside, and the count runs full here on Wanklin, 3-2.
Big opportunity here for the Cats to get a base runner, tying run on board.
A 4-3 Colgan lead, and a 3-2 is just hit high in the air, running in under it to make the catch was the first baseman, Rydell. It didn't go far, and that's 3-up, 3-down for the Wildcats in the bottom of the sixth inning. Well, we go to the seventh. Colgan 4 and the Wildcats 3. It's the 2-1-A state baseball semifinals here on KMCA.
Warmer weather is here, and the great outdoors are calling. Take your meetings to the front porch, stream the game around the fire pit, and keep the same reliable connection from inside when you step outside with Blue Valley Technologies Outdoor Wi-Fi. Sign up today and receive free installation. Visit bluevalley.net or give us a call at 877-876-1228.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
2-1-A State Baseball semifinal here in Manhattan. We're off to the seventh inning. Mr. Jake Spaulding and the Frankfurt Wildcats got to keep Colgan off the board here as they look to add some key insurance. 4-3, defending champs plus one. Peyton Adams back to work for inning number seven.
Yeah, they got to try and keep the Panthers at bay here. They're trying to cash in an insurance policy to extend this lead going to the bottom half of the inning. But you mentioned Peyton Adams still on the bump for the Wildcats, trying to go the distance.
Does have to go through the top of the order, starting here with Jaden Brown. And
he says that
Jaden Brown runs down to first thinking he got hit. That pitch didn't even look like it was that close to him.
No, it did not. And
he's looking all confused, like, what? I got hit. And
hit the turf first.
The umpire was quick to get up and be like, nope, get back here. What are you talking about?
Yeah, hit the turf first, and Coach Watt's going to come down and talk to the home plate umpire about this. But I talked to you about Jaden Brown in the on-deck circle, how emphatic he is and emotional, you know, the way that he throws his hands up and stuff. And even there, like, the umpire was yelling at him as he ran down to first base. And
now they're going to call in the umpires together, the home plate umpire, going to bring in the corners, I guess, discuss. Again, at least from our vantage point.
Yes, which we're behind.
It doesn't appear like that ball hit him, and that is the confirmation.
And I guarantee you what happened right there. You have a first base umpire and a third base umpire that are 90-plus feet away. The person that has the best view of that is the home plate umpire that's 3 feet away.
Right.
They're not going to overrule him.
So it's two balls, no strikes. Here's the next pitch to Jaden Brown. He takes a big swing and fouls it away. Two balls and one strike. Just getting going top of the seventh. Trip to the title game on the line. Frankfurt trailing Colgan 4-3.
87 pitches now in the game for Peyton Adams. Pitched very efficiently.
He has kept his squad in this game. And a 2-1 is outside, ball three. But, again, you have to navigate this top part of the Colgan lineup, which is very, very productive. Not just today, but the entire year. 3-1 by Adams. In there, he got it on the outer edge. Called strike, and it's 3-2 here on Jaden Brown.
Still behind 2-0. Battle his way back.
Remember, Brown opened the game with that triple and scored on a throwing error. It was 1-0 in the blink of an eye. Now he ropes this one down the right field line, just foul. And we'll try it again at 3-2. He's also grounded out a couple of times. Bedard will follow Rydell after that for the defending champ, St. Mary's Colgan, getting everything and a little bit more in this pesky Frankfurt squad in this state semifinal. Big 3-2 here from Peyton Adams, and it's outside, ball four, barely. Just missed.
Went for a breaking pitch there that started out too far wide for the left-handed batter. Could not break back across the plate, and Colgan's got a runner on base that likes to run in Jaden Brown.
Here is Brady Bedard. He has scored a couple of runs. He has walked twice. Colgan up one here in the seventh. Runner at first and nobody out. Adams kicks, deals, bunt shown, pulled back, pitches in for ball one.
Nobody out. Small ball fully in effect here for Coach Watt and the Panthers.
Adams out of the stretch here. Sun's starting to peek through a little bit at Toyn Family Stadium, and there's the bunt. And it's Adams off the mound. Little bit of a bobble on the exchange, but he gets it over to Ketter in time. Both teams doing probably what they want there. Frankfurt gets an out, but Colgan gets a runner to second.
Colgan gets a runner to second in scoring position, bringing up Rydell.
The one on, one out. That one in scoring position for Brock Rydell. who has walked and scored. He is also singled. Now he puts this on a line drive to the opposite field, and the left fielder, Wanklin, with the hat falling off and all, makes the catch for out number two.
That's a tough play for Wanklin to make as a left-handed hitter, a kind of a cut swing on it, so a side spin on the baseball. He was moving to his left, our right, charging it, and then had to backtrack on his run in, making a great play for the second out.
So two outs for Brady Crossland. The runner at second base is Jaden Brown. Colgan's lead is 4-3 in the top of the seventh inning. Trip to the Class 2-1A state championship game on the line where TNP awaits. First pitch swinging, fouling it away is Crossland for strike number one. Brady Crossland today 0-3, a ground out, a fly out, and another ground out. How powerful this lineup has been for Colgan, and what even working around a few walks today, Peyton Adams has certainly held his own. Still needs one more out. And the 0-1 is grounded right back to Adams, off the mound to his right, and over to first in time, and Colgan is retired. So it sets up the stage for the bottom of the seventh inning. Trip to the state championship game is on the line. Colgan 4, Frankfort 3. Wildcats coming up right after this.
Wanklin Oil is celebrating 100 years in business on May 30th of this year. The customer appreciation event for Wanklin Oil will be held in Winifred, Kansas, starting at 4 p.m. on May the 30th. There'll be giveaways, food, live music, and fireworks. Feel free to RSVP at WanklinOil.com. Live music by the Lazy Wayne Band, fun for all ages. Make sure to attend the 100-year celebration of Wanklin Oil on May 30th.
Have you been thinking about upgrading your current trailer? Trailers for You in Frankfort can help you. I'm Jane Studer, and I've worked in the trailer business for over 20 years. We carry Travelon trailers, Merit aluminum stock trailers, and utility trailers. Give us a call at 785-292-4166 if you're looking for a dump trailer. We have a large selection to choose from in both bumper pull and gooseneck models. Again, 785-292-4166. Trailers for You in Frankfort, or online at trailers4U.com.
Frankfort fans, don't stop believing as we come back to you here on 92.1 KMZH. That's Allison, Jake Spaulding, Brandon Thamman with you. All right, Jake, here we go. It all comes down to this. Bottom of the seventh inning, Colgan 4, Frankfort 3, trip to the state championship game on the line. And here we go to get things brewing. Creighton Farrar leads it off.
9-1-2 here for the Wildcats. And again, Gage Brown has came in and pitched excellent for Colgan in relief, but one base runner on, and then it's game on for the Wildcats.
One ball, no strikes, as Farrar watches that one buried in there, and I think, correct myself,
should be 0-2.
It is 0-2, so Farrar quickly behind here. Frankfort, three outs to spare, down one in the seventh, called strike three, Farrar down looking.
Three pitches, and the bat never left his shoulder again. Farrar's played so good for this Frankfort team this postseason. That time, he kind of got a little crossed up on where he thought the zone was at. But to the top of the order we go. The cat down to their final two outs.
Gabe Brown, his fourth strikeout in relief. Base is empty, one out. Frankfort down one to Colgan in the bottom of the seventh inning. Here's Henry Ketter. Gabe Brown has a nice rhythm going. He paints the edge for a called strike.
Yeah, he's pounding the zone right now. It's four straight strikes to begin the bottom half.
Well, Ketter, he's due. He's 0-3 with three strikeouts, and he finds himself quickly behind as the inner part of the plate has become the friend of Gabe Brown here in the last couple of innings.
Ketter's not happy with himself right now.
Quickly down 0-2. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss. Six pitches, six strikes, two outs recorded, and it's up to Wes Anderson. Who else but your leader on this lineup to try to keep this season alive, at least in terms of a trip to the title game on Friday.
Yep, this is your heart and soul of your team, your program, your school. Number two from the right side of the box. If there's somebody you want to keep this season going in that batter's box, it's him. Wes Anderson steps in.
Gabe Brown versus Wes Anderson with two outs in the bottom of the seventh inning. Frankfort down one, and that pitch missing a little bit on the outside, a part of the plate for ball number one. So Anderson starts in front. Brown kicks, fires, and it's lifted high in the air down the right field line, and that's going to be amongst the peeps and out of play for strike one.
Long strike there from West. He's a little bit behind Gage Brown. He's got some heat behind his fastball, and he's been consistent around the zone these last two innings. Frankfurt struggled to get a base runner on since he's came in for relief, but he's got to get somebody on right now if you're Frankfurt.
Down to this. Two outs. A 1-1 count on Wes Anderson. Defending champs Colgan one out away from a return trip to the title game. And a payoff pitch here is fouled away, and Anderson down to the final strike. It's 1-2. Colgan fans starting to get on their feet. Can Anderson come through in a big, big moment? The Frankfurt Wildcats, their season on the line with this pitch. It's on the way, and it barely missed for ball two.
That's a tough take right there, B-Tad.
We have seen that pitch called a strike today.
Yeah.
But that time Anderson got the benefit call. The 2-2. Boy, and he just fouled it off. He reached out for it. And it'll stay two balls and two strikes. Farrar and Henry Ketter have gone down on strikes here to begin the bottom of the seventh. It's up to Wes Anderson right here on a 2-2 count.
He had a walk-off grand slam in the regional championship game. They just need a base hit here.
Any way to get on, and he lifts it high in the air, shallow left field. The second baseman, or I should say shortstop, but Art will make the catch, and that is the ball game. So the Frankfurt Wildcats gave the defending champs all and a little bit more, but Colgan back to the title game as they defeat Frankfurt here today in Manhattan by a final score of 4-3. We'll talk about it, break it down when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfurt, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfurt, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
The answer is yes, SBS.
That new equipment works hard for you. Make sure your insurance does too. If you've recently added machinery or upgraded your operation, it's time to call SBS Insurance. We'll help ensure everything is properly covered. Don't wait. Reach out to SBS Insurance today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KMZA, our post game is underway. And for the Frankfurt Wildcats, an opportunity for third place tomorrow afternoon. They'll take on Rossville. All right, now, kind of recapping what we saw here today. They gave the defending champ, St. Mary's Colgan, just a lot and a little bit extra. But in the end, Colgan survives by a final score, Jake Spaulding, of 4-3.
That was a heck of a ball game. It's what you expect at a state tournament site. You want good versus good. And, you know, Colgan threw out their ace to begin this ball game, and it took a little while, but Frankfurt finally got to him. Midway point of this ball game, they forced him out. He threw less than 60 pitches in this game before Coach Watt needed to pull him out. And Frankfurt kept the pressure on. When they go for their first reliever in Rydell, but Gage Brown came in and absolutely shut the door on Frankfurt here in this final 3 1/3 innings. But you can't take away the fight of this Wildcat team, man. I'll tell you, they had a great season, three-time defending champs for the TVL, state tournament appearance again, and so young this team is, and that close, B-Ted, that close to making it to a state title game. But when you run into the hands of Colgan, you know, I hate to say that you go back to that first inning and, you know, that triple, the throwing error, was that a big difference in the game? Well, dang. You look at the final score, and it's 4-3. At the time, you didn't think maybe that run was going to be a big deal. It comes down to it. Kind of was. This Frankfurt team, they battled hard. They came back, but just short here tonight.
Yeah, after the first three innings, it was 4-0 Colgan, and Frankfurt couldn't have really any answers for Jaden Brown. At that point, if you would have told me Frankfurt was going to have a opportunity in the bottom of the seventh down one, I honestly probably wouldn't have believed you.
Yeah,
just with how the first three innings went. But obviously, that's why you play the game. You just never know.
Right.
Obviously an opportunity for Frankfurt, but they will have a chance for a third-place finish tomorrow against the Rossville Bulldogs, who lost to Thomas More Prep earlier today by a final score of 6-2. We obviously got to swoop back to the Pulse, our sister station, 96.9 here for the final of our triple dip here on the networks. Of course, we're going to the 3A class as Russell will take on Silver Lake. And obviously, we got a lot to talk about that here in a little while on the Pulse. But I guess just kind of a final thought here on what we saw today from the Wildcats and setting up that matchup with obviously two local squads with Knoxville and Frankfurt tomorrow, 3:30. Right here, again, on the networks, that time for that third-place game.
I mean, that one's going to be interesting because you got Cam Miller for Rossville, unable to go. You've got, for Frankfurt, Wes Anderson, not able to go. Peyton Adams now not able to go for Frankfurt either. And so it's that depth of the pitching rotation. How are you going to – you're going to have to just kind of, you know, mold it together, and you'll probably see two, three pitchers for each team pitching tomorrow. It's Big East versus the Twin Valley League, couple local teams. And there's a lot to play for. You're playing for a third-place finish in the 2026 2-1A state tournament, so you better show up and you better have a good attitude about it. It's tough. I get it, especially the quick, less than right around 24-hour turnaround time for you. But you got to show up the ballpark. You know, for the guys like Wes Anderson on this Frankfurt team, it's your final game. Show up, show out, and have one final dip here on the baseball diamond.
All right, we got to switch it over back to 96.9 The Pulse. For anybody out there interested in Silver Lake baseball, that is where we are headed. About 25 minutes or so away from the first pitch as they take on Russell in the 3A semifinals here at Toyton Family Stadium. Again, a tough one for Frankfurt. They kept it close, but they come up one run shy against the defending champs here in the semifinals. Final tally in this one, St. Mary's Colgan, as they'll take on Thomas More Prep Saturday nights for the 2-1A title. Their record now 19-7 after the victory today. They had four runs, five hits, no errors. They left six on base. And for Frankfurt, three runs, the one hit by Farrar. They had one error, and they left five on base as well. Appreciate Seth in studio. Again, Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tamman with you. We'll see you on the Pulse, and we'll talk to you tomorrow right back here on KMZA.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Donna from Seneca Variety.